Hey Alexa, you ready for the spotlight?
You know it, Jace. Let's hope I don't f*** it up this time. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to Jace the Producer Presents The Shuffle.
The Habbo radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
RadioCast FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, today I'm talking to a friend of mine named Akeem. Now, Akeem is one of the co-hosts of the Raw and Uncut podcast. You can hear them everywhere you look on all the social media platforms. Of course, anywhere you get your podcast, you will be able to find Akeem and his team of great people, great hosts, great thinkers, if you will, just engaging people in thought. And that's why I am thrilled to introduce you to Akeem.
Pretty much what I do on my show is I talk about the music that has influenced you, which really works into your podcast because you talk about the life situations that influence us as people. So first off, what I want to do is I want to kind of go into our first little segment where I ask you, if you would, because I already know who you are, but there's a lot of people who don't, if you could just introduce yourself.
All good.
I am here with Mr. Akeem of the Raw and Uncut podcast, which is, by the way, very interesting. I've listened to the latest 6 episodes, and I quit listening so I could watch you on YouTube and also show some support. So
I appreciate you, brother.
You are everywhere. So you guys are killing it. You got two guys and a beautiful young lady that, you know, just to sit there and look at and get everybody's point of view. And you guys have it's a podcast about everything, relationships, people development. And even your bio says man advocate. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, let me explain that a little bit. So, you know, growing up, you know, I was raised by nothing but women, man. So for me, the woman's point of view is all I heard. And it's nothing wrong with that. But as I got older, I really understood how important, you know, the man's point of view was. And really right now I'm looking at, you know, how the world is developing, man, and how everything is looking right now, man. The men's voice is quiet. So I'm like, you know what? Let me go ahead and represent us, man. And I'm going to be, you know, like some of my shows I watched when I was younger, of course, with the Cosby Show and Martin, but also what used to watch a show called Home Improvement. And he was a man on that show, man. And it's like those type of images to me when I was younger meant something to me. Al Bundy. From Married with Children. I mean, not Married with Children, but Al Bundy from
Married with Children. You're right.
Yeah, well, Married with Children. Yeah, yeah. Right. So yeah, man, those shows really like impacted me when I was young, man. You know what I mean? So I'm just trying to have a podcast to impact people now. You know what I mean?
I dig it, and I think that's a really respectable thing. You've hit a market there that I wasn't expecting. You know, yeah, podcasts are meant to entertain the masses, but you want to find an audience in like-minded men and development of men, and I think that's really, really interesting.
Yeah, I got them but sons too, so you know, really? it's kind of a time capsule for them. You know, when dad gets old, you know, they can go back and reference OG Pop or even Grandpa one day, you know, like, and say, hey man, listen to Grandpa. This is what he was talking about. You know what I mean? So all that plays a factor in what I'm doing.
You'll regret that one day when they're like, excuse me, granddad, just a reminder, you know, season 1, episode 7, you said, and you're going to be like, no.
You agree, but at least I know they heard it and we can have that conversation, man. You know what I mean? I don't have anything for my grandpa but what he said, and I just remember how he said it to me. But at least they can hear my voice and stuff when I'm gone. You know what I mean?
That's really awesome. I dig that.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
If you could give me one song that you can remember from your childhood, maybe something even your granddad told you, or a song that your granddad used to play for you, what would that one song be?
Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright, blessed day, the dark. dog say goodnight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful
I think Louis Armstrong was huge in my family. I mean, I was a big, I don't consider him blues, but he was definitely blues-ish. I was raised to that type of music, man. I was raised to Muddy Waters and those guys, you know, just the Temptations, all of the Gap Band and Frankie Beverly and the Maze, you know, all those songs impacted me when I was young. But really, in the hip hop really changed my life though. Those things influenced me, but hip hop changed my life. You know what I mean? It morphed me into being this creative being that I am now, man. And from NWA, I think NWA was the time in my life where I knew, like, man, this for people's voice matters. You know what I mean?
I agree.
I think NWA, anything on NWA was like legit, because I'm from the West Coast too, and it was just so impactful. You know what I mean?
Ooh. is his name, and the boy's coming.
Straight out of Compton, is a brother that'll smother your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous motherfucker raising hell, and if I ever get caught, I make bail. See, I don't give a fuck, that's the problem. I see a motherfucking cop, I don't dodge him, but I'm smart, lay low, free for a while. And when I see the punk pass, I smile. To me, it's kinda funny, the attitude showing. Nigga driving, but don't know where the fuck he going, just rolling, looking for the one they call easy. But here's a flash that never sees me, ruthless, never seen like a shadow in the dark. It's up when I unload, you see a spark jump over a hesitation, and hear the scream of the one who got the lead penetration. Feel a little gust of wind and I'm jetting, but leave a memory no one will be forgetting. So what about the bitch who got shot? Fuck her, you think I give a damn about a bitch? I ain't a sucker. This is an autobiography of the E, and if you ever fuck with me, you get taken by a stupid dope brother who will smother. Word to the motherfucker, straight out of Compton, Compton, Compton.
What was the idea behind your podcast? You mentioned it earlier about, you know, developing people and of course having a record of what you did. But what made you decide this is what I want to do? This is a great platform, instead of, like, you know, of course you already do YouTube as well. You put the shows up on YouTube. But what was the influence behind this? This has got to be a podcast.
I see the YouTube channel came secondary. I just within the past probably 6 months, I started focusing on that. But the podcast came from, you know, I was listening to other podcasters, Rory from, Rory is one of my favorites. He is Mitchell Report Unleashed podcast. I listened to him a lot. And then I listened to Just Blaze, Above the Rim, BTG for President. A lot of those individuals, like, you know, had me wanting to do it. So I was like, and all of my friends always say, you know, you should do radio, you should do that, you should do this. Because I always used to host, like, shows in the area locally. It was never a problem for me to speak. So what I started to do is I started to write down a lot of the things that I wanted to talk about. And then I just did a lot of research on my own and said, you know what, how I'm going to start this podcast? What do I need to start it? Then my sister, she had one going without me knowing it. I didn't even know.
Really?
So then I joined hers. And I was on hers for a while, and then I just branched off and did my own thing. I still do hers, though. We got a show tonight, live. But also, what I wanted to do, like, is I wanted to pay homage. In the beginning of my podcast, if you noticed, the episodes, like the first 10, are really paying homage to, like, podcast people that I was listening to. And a lot of those individuals on there, as I did interviews with them, I talked to him about it, and then I mixed it up with some different stuff. But mostly what I was trying to do was pay homage to those individuals, because they did help me a lot, you know what I mean, with my questions and stuff like that. But then now I'm in my zone. Like, now I know, hey, let's get it on. I want to talk about raw and uncut stuff. Let's make sure we talk about raw and uncut stuff. Let's make sure we have a platform where people cannot expect me to be the norm, to agree with everybody.
Right.
And I don't go against the grain just because. I go against the grain because I disbelieve. And that's what I want.
But, you know, and it's hitting those topics. Those are hard-hitting topics. Have you ever experienced the fact where you did hit one of these hard-hitting topics? And I don't want to say lost a fan, but where it's like, man, this is a little too hard to talk about sometimes.
Yeah, I've lost plenty of followers. I've had people block me. I've had people unsubscribe.
Really?
I've had most definitely. I've had people challenge me to physical altercations.
that seems like a bad idea from the start.
Yeah. Well, but the thing is, for me, is I know I'm doing good then, right? So just knowing that when you go against the grain and you don't agree, or you're not in the same realm or the box of everybody else, then you're going to have some issues. But the majority of the people that listen to you, they're going to be loyal to you, because they know that you're going to come with certain type of information that they want to hear. And I got people on my show that don't agree with me. So for me, it's okay. I really like that
because, you know, you have to have that one person that says, no, it's not going to be like that. That young lady, Kaz, her name?
Liz.
Okay, I don't know why.
Lynn, I'm my bad. I'm all wrong. Lynn.
Lynn.
Her name is Lynn. Yeah.
I saw her Instagram tag and it stuck in my head. Her her Instagram name is something underscore Kaz, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
It stuck in my head. But Lynn, I love the fact that she has, first off, it's the woman's opinion. I love how she has a different opinion. You can't surround yourself with yes men all day long. All they're going to do is get you in trouble. You know, you have a stupid
idea
and they support it. Oh, yeah, it's great. You're just gonna end up dying in the end because all they did was say yes. They didn't challenge you mentally. They didn't challenge you intellectually. And I think that's why I'm so attracted to your podcast, because you do have these different ideas, these different sounds, these, you know, and it's a different topic every single time.
I got one coming out tomorrow, and it's gonna be Men Don't Cry. That's what it's called.
Men don't cry,
man. And I know that's gonna rattle some cages, because you know there's so many people and they'll be like, oh my God, you know, men are supposed to, you know, like, you're gonna have some simps get on there and talk about, oh, men do cry and you know, stuff like that, you know, like, but the show is really telling you when you can cry. it ain't the list ain't long, but what it is that it's really just opening up about, you know, certain things that men are not supposed to be doing in my eyes. You know what I mean?
I think the last time I cried was at my wedding. Right?
Yeah. It's normal. And that's normal stuff.
I think the only other time I cried after that, I'm 6 feet tall. Right? I can't see anything.
I'm 6'1". Yep.
So, you know, you don't see shit below you. At night, you bump into the table. I cry. All right? I shed a tear when I bump my toe on a coffee table at night.
Oh, the pain.
That's, you're allowed to cry for that. We got to make sure you say that tomorrow. It's okay to cry. When you bump
all
me,
right.
When you, bump me, you know, or being an idiot, right?
Funerals. Yeah, my biggest thing was, you know, like breaking up with your girlfriend. You shouldn't cry over that. Breaking up with a woman. You shouldn't cry. Like, a woman should never complete you enough to feel like that you can't live without her. So like, if you're crying like this is it. This is all, your life is over. That's tough for me to understand. You know what I mean?
And you know what? Now I have to disagree with you. I think a woman should complete you enough, maybe not to cry, but
we could definitely talk about that. You know, I don't want you to talk about it on your show, but
oh no,
we, you know, psychologically.
Wait, but I've
oh okay.
I'll be married 9 years this year, right?
Okay. I've
been with my wife 15 years since high school. We have two children.
Yeah, me too.
So, you know, look, I can't do shit without you at this point. Like, we are together and that's it. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, the problem is if she's not in that bed when I try to go to sleep, it's a struggle to go to sleep because I'm so used to having her there. I don't need her to make a meal. I remember that was one of the topics that was on your show. I don't need a home cooking.
I need my food, man. There's nothing wrong with that. That's how you run your household.
That's not how I run my household. That's how she runs the household. Do you remember the comment I made?
That's what, oh, which one?
You said, who runs your house and why?
Oh, okay. I don't remember the specific comment, no.
My comment was, my wife runs the house. And you said, okay, I'm down with that. And you said, why? And I went, I don't negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah, I remember. Okay, now
that was me.
Yeah, that was you. And now I remember. Because I get so many of those comments, though. It's not just you saying it. So my apologies for that. But what I would say to you is, let me challenge you on this one.
Yes, sir.
So for me, I think about it like this. I'm a very spiritual guy. I have a very close connection with God. And what I feel like is that he will never put you through nothing that you can't get through, right?
Absolutely.
So for me, if this woman is not for you, he's going to show you. And then he's going to bring you to someone else, right? So for me, it's like, why am I going to question what God wants for me, and continue to stay in place on something that he may not want for me? You get what I'm saying?
Yes,
so
sir.
So I use that analogy when it comes to just about anything, when it comes to preparing her. Like my woman, she knows. She knows. Like, she knows, and she's been known for many, many years, who I am. She's known me since high school and all the stuff. But she also knows that a drop of a dime, if something was to happen that goes against my beliefs as a woman, then I will not be with you. And like, it's just, I'm sorry, it won't work out. This is not working out. You know, we just, this is the time that we need to split. You know what I mean? And that's just,
would
that's,
one of those that's how it goes. Would one of those situations be her closing the club?
Nah, not at all. She can close the club. It's lost its value. It's not as valuable as it used to be when I was a young guy.
See,
I'm
41. I love how I'm quoting your show. I love it. It shows you that I'm not just one of those guys that says, hey, I want to interview. I like your show. I listen. Yeah. I listen.
She better not close the club, though. You need to leave at 12:30 so you can be home at 1 o'clock. There is no reason for your woman to be out past 1 o'clock. There's just none. There's no reason. You're a married woman with kids. There's no reason to ever walk to the parking lot with everybody else with all those single people because they have no structure in their life. Can't do it. You know what I mean? Inboxes I get from men that thank me or talk to me and ask me questions because they're struggling in a situation. And that's because their woman done blocked off all their friends that's probably done told them some stuff back in the day. Like, hey, man, this is what – you shouldn't tolerate this. You shouldn't tolerate that. Like, there's so many men. Like, it was one guy hit me up, like, 2 weeks ago. He's like, my boys came over, and I forgot that I had something in the sink that she told me to take out of the sink before they came over. She picked it up and threw it on the couch where me and my friends was at.
Damn.
And I was like, okay, so what was next? What else did you do? Did you tell her she can go to hell with that disc? Did you just take it, pick it up, clean up, and tell everybody to leave? Like, what did you do? And he was like, well, I didn't know what to do. So me and my friends just sit there, and it was really awkward silence while we was chilly watching. I said, I don't understand. I don't understand why you had an opportunity to defend yourself. And defending yourself is not, you don't need, like, I don't even use language with mine, right? I don't use bad language. I don't yell. Like, I just talk directly to you because if you're a person in control, you're in control of your emotions. You're not gonna just talk to her and say, really loud and cussing her out. You're looking like you're out of control. Right. Another thing a lot of people don't know is I'm a vice principal of a school, but my degree is in psychology.
Really?
So a lot of the things that I come at, it's all coming from angles of, learning some of the psychology of human beings.
An emotional song for you. What would that one song be?
And for emotional. I wouldn't say emotional, but like, and it's not an R&B song. It's a rap song. Lil Wayne, I Miss My Dogs. I think for me, like, I remember a lot of, like, one of my homeboys got shot, like, when we were, like, I don't know, 22, and he died. And, like, we grew up since we was 8 years old. And I remember he got murdered. And I just remember the feeling. And I remember the feeling of, like, why did this happen? Like, I don't understand. And I think that Lil Wayne, I Miss My Dog song, like, really resonates with me because that's truly how I feel, man. Like we just, the times we spent together, the times we shared, man, like it was a deep connection, man. And for me to lose him, man, it still strikes me because, I got kids he's never seen, I developed a certain part of my life because I used to be in the streets. Like, I used to be a heavyweight street dude. And for me to change my life after college and all that, like, for me to change my life, really, he would be proud. And man, I miss the times we would shine. You would keep me on your side. You would teach me how to ride, and you would teach me how to pride. Then we get on the line and go over our lines. We were in the same position, and that's when you change position. Shit, I never change, and I miss you. And it's strange, but I never forget you. Though that ain't you in them bitches on me. And I know that ain't you with that dissing on me. That's why I never replied and never will. Just let them live phony. If you ever died, I swear to God, I got your kids on me. What's mine is theirs, I got a gift on me. And yeah, we still are on me in this bitch. Homie. Yeah, cash money still a shit on me. Shit on me. What's really real is you feeling me. End of that hot boy shit still in me. Then go word the giggity nigga. And I ain't got time to speak the history. I miss you and I know you missing me. Chisel, but man, I miss my dog. Yeah, man, and ice club hopping. Yeah, man, and ice. You were blowing trees. Man, and ice. You were hustling. Man, I miss my dog. Yeah, me and you through thick and thin. Yeah, me and you to the very end. Yeah. For only you, I was standing in. Yeah. Yeah. Man, and I, you were blowing trees. Man, and I, you were hustling.
But you got famous and shit. I got my soldier rag and dang for my shit. I was honored just to hang with you shit. And I bang to the boogie bang bang with your click. And I ain't even from the three. My hood was angry at me shit. But I rose to my feet, played the post with the heat at them shows while you performed and posed. I was waiting for the jump. See, I was patient but was ready to dump. Cause you my brother chump. Real G's never buckle up, but every family ain't filled with gangsters, that's real. And that's real, and I would never turn my back or turn you down, even if you turn around, motherfucker. But history is history. I miss you and I know you missing me, Juvie. But man, I miss my dog. Yeah, and I scrub hop, yeah, and I ain't blowing shit, yeah, and I ain't hustling. Yeah. Man, I miss my dog. Yeah, and you through thick and thin, yeah, and you to the very end, yeah, for only you, I'll send it, yeah. Yeah. The squad's my brother, the nigga you left behind, man, is my brother. Man, I ain't yeah. Hopping, and then I ain't yeah. Growing trees, and then I ain't yeah. Hustling, man, I miss yeah. My dog. Me and you, yeah. You thick and thin, me and you yeah. To the very end, for only you, yeah. I'm sending you.
He was kind of like, he was a guy that was, I don't know if you see Menace to Society. Yeah, so the guy who got killed too, the guy who's off, I forgot his name, but he was like Muslim and he was always trying to change what you're doing. And like, he was that guy to us. And when he got murdered, just going to the grocery store, man, they was trying to get at somebody else and he was in the way. And yeah, man, I still feel it, man. You know, just that feeling of him, man, gone. It's crazy, man. Hey, this is Akeem from the Raw and Uncut Podcast. We'll be back after this.
If you have a pet, you know how difficult it can be to handle business. Ranger Rob's pet poopy bags are number one and the number two business. Ranger Rob pet poopy bags are easy to manage with handles and they're extra wide. These bags will accommodate pets of any size. With 120 per box, that's about a 2-month supply. Ranger Rob pet poopy bags are made from biodegradable material that make it effortless and easy to make knots so that you do not have to touch the business. The box even transforms into a handy dispenser. Ranger Rob pet poopy bags are even lemon scented. They are made big enough for even the largest of dogs and thick enough to ensure that there is no mess. They're also great for cat litter boxes. Simply place your hand in the bag, pick up the waste, and reverse the bag over your hand and tie. Head over to RangerRobShop.com for more information on Ranger Rob's pet poopy bags. Welcome to DJ Chino, TSP.com, home of DJ Chino and Top Sprint Productions, a premier mobile DJ service that is fully licensed and insured. Top Sprint Productions has packages to accommodate all your services and needs, including lighting and a photo booth. DJ Chino specializes in services for weddings, birthdays, anniversaries, holiday parties, corporate events, church functions, quinceañeras, or any event that you just want to make special. You can call DJ Chino at 347-538-4344. That's 347-538-4344. DJ Chino and Top Sprint Production has servicing areas such as Delaware, Maryland, Philadelphia, Philadelphia, New Jersey, and New York. You can find DJ Chino and Top Spin Productions on all of your social media at DJ Chino TSP on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or at DJChinoTSP.com. Book DJ Chino today at 347-538-4344. That's 347-538-4344. DJ Chino and Top Spin Productions, we make your events memorable.
This is your new Best Friends podcast, a weekly podcast that caters to you, the listener.
That's me.
Roman noodles and...
Roman noodles?
Ramen. Ramen.
So you just have like an animal hair goatee at all times.
When I go to the gym.
You have the dog shake outside before you walk.
These bitches giving me no respect.
Nothing's bad has happened yet. It's about to get good.
Me and you.
You let her suck your
I didn't let her.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Can you lovingly choke somebody?
Was he, like, eaten by wolves?
No, cholesterol.
Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706.
Get the Starhit 1FM Android app.
Now available on our homepage, starhit1fm.com.
And in Play Store, the best mix always in your pocket.
It's my music, it's my station.
Starhit 1FM.
Your number one hit music station.
I want to do a little this or that with you.
Sounds good.
A little game I like to play with some of the people I interview. Sometimes I'll play songs, sometimes I'll play a game of this or that. Just tell me the first thing that comes to your mind, cat or dog?
Dog.
Dog, okay. Netflix, yeah. YouTube.
I would say YouTube.
YouTube, all right. Phone call, man. Or text?
Oh, phone call, man. Phone? I'm OG, man. I'm 41. I was raised around the party line and three-way calls, man.
Yep.
I'm not really. I got 62 text messages in my thing, but I check my Twitter inbox. It's crazy.
Toast or eggs?
Eggs.
Eggs. See, I'll make a sandwich out of toast any day. I don't care if it's an egg sandwich. I don't care if it's an egg sandwich. I'm an
egg guy, man. I just matter of fact, before this show, man, I had some over easies with some sausages, man. I just murdered it too.
You doing breakfast at 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Oh man, I always tell my people around, man, my stomach has no timer. So whatever it wants, that's what we're gonna do, man. I eat a pie at 6 a.m. Like it doesn't really matter to me.
See, it's great though because
it doesn't have a timer.
It's great though because we have this 3-hour difference between us. My day is done, right?
I forgot.
You keep forgetting. My day is done, right?
I'm
home from work. I work 8 hours. I was up at 6 o'clock this morning. I do my 3 S's, shit, shower, shave. but I do all that. I've already been to work. Lunch is gone for me. It's what, 4 p.m. here? But yeah.
It's 1:16 here, man.
And now you're dealing with the... This lockdown, so I'm sure you're home.
Yeah. They just got us. We just can't really do a lot, but I don't mind. Now you see this green screen, man. We about to be on YouTube later, man. We about to turn up, man. It's all right.
I think it's great because your whole day is just like, oh, what the hell am I doing right this second? Yeah. I should be at school.
Yeah. No bells, no kids. And we're off for about 3 weeks, and it'll probably be longer than that from what I heard.
Wow.
Three weeks, no school. So the thing is. They're thinking about not bringing the schools back until like end of April, maybe May. You know, I don't know. I know prom is canceled. They canceled all proms, and then, you know, graduation is still probably not going to happen, man.
And
too big of a venue.
Yeah, I've heard about that. I can't imagine not walking. But then again, I didn't walk either. I just got the damn paper. I'm like, peace out. I'm done. I got shit. So cardio or weights?
Weights.
Weights. Got to lift it. Got to pick it up. All right. You already mentioned it.
Got to protect myself.
There you go. Facebook or Twitter?
Twitter, man.
Twitter. Ice cream cone or a snow cone?
Neither.
Neither? You're a snack kind of guy? What kind of snack are you?
I'm a cookie guy.
I Nicky Harlem.
You can hide them, I'ma find them on the counter in the closet. And I'll say I ain't do it with my face covered in chocolate. My girl be setting booby traps to catch me eating Scooby snacks. I left crumbs in the bed once, but I told her I was through with that. She still don't be believing me. And I guess that I'm cool with that. But I got a sweet tooth that'll never come loose. And the truth of the matter is, Italianos, and I never turn down some Oreos. If you got butter, vegan, Puerto Rican, or them oatmeal raisin Asians, hazelnut Brazilians, macadamia Caucasians, double stuff within it. It don't matter, you get in it, cause I got a sweet tooth that'll never come loose. And the fact of the matter is, can't keep my hands.
I don't really like ice cream too much, or snow cone.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Snow cones are a little rough for me. It's like, it shouldn't be so damn chewy. Or so damn crunchy.
I probably eat ice cream before I eat snow cone, though.
All right. Mobile games or console games?
Oh, console.
Console. You currently
I'm a PS4, baby. I'm about to get on this Gran Turismo after we get off of this. I got the steering wheel and everything, man. I'm ready to go.
Akeem, just for you, but here's one off the Gran Turismo 2 1999 soundtrack for you.
See, I would prefer the steering wheel. The problem is my wife cannot play a racing game. First off, she gets severe motion sickness, so she can't watch anything in first person. Secondly, she can hold the controller all day long, and no matter what she does, she leans into her turns and racing it. I can't sit next to you. You need to move.
Hey, you know they got it where it's third person though in Gran Turismo too. You can go outside the car.
I mean, I know that, but she still do the lean.
Still shifted.
Yeah. While walking, let's say you take a walk right now. Music or a podcast?
Podcast, easy. Podcast walking. Music driving. I don't know. I do podcasts for both. I listen to a lot of people, man. I like good conversation.
Perfect. iOS or Android?
On Mac, everything, man.
There you go. iOS. Forum or function?
You said what now?
Forum or function?
Function.
Okay. Like a meet and greet, hanging out.
Yep. I like that, man. I like to. I'm old school, man. Like I like to get around. I like to talk on the phone. And, hey, you know, go see people. I'm that guy. Like I don't know.
Pop or indie?
What is indie?
Independent artists.
Oh, pop. I thought you were like singing. Pop to me is like soda pop. So I'm thinking like.
What's your old difference?
Yeah, pop. When you say pop to me, man, that means Pepsi, homie. But
that means Pepsi. Hashtag not a sponsor.
Yeah, nah. I go independent, man. I'm a big E40 guy, man. So I like independent. I like independent artists, man.
Swimming or sunbathing?
Oh man, neither. You know, not to me, brothers, man, is doing either of that, bro. Like we don't. I'm not jumping in no pools, no ocean. and brothers don't need to sunbathe, man. We ain't out there sunbathing, man.
Listen, I love how you look like you had an edge. You're like, oh, neither.
Neither.
Just
neither.
Threw me right off. I can't do either. Oh, neither. None of that shit. High tech or low tech?
I'm very high tech.
High tech? So you got
very high tech, man.
The streaming TVs and all that?
I got it all, man. If I can only tell you how much money I spent.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, I spent money on the things I like and love. So podcasting, like this mic is $400. Like,
yeah, that's you know that's, I mean? First off, it's a nice mic. I'll tell you that. It's a nice.
Oh yeah, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, like I'm just always said, if I'm gonna do something,
protrude, right? Huh? I'm not a fan of having it protrude right out to me. I would much rather like this one. That's small.
Oh, I got a bar. Oh, you talking about the protrude? You know, I got a cover for it, but I don't like to. You know, I'm like, man, it's my cover, man.
There you go. Big party or a small gathering?
I'm a small gathering. Like I'm older now. Like I said, man, I think it had a lot to do with age. When I was younger, I actually turned up, so I'm cool with the small groups. And then with this virus floating around, I'll say zero gatherings. You know what
zero
I mean?
Gatherings. Look at that. Staying topical. I love it. Would you rather work hard or play hard?
I'd rather work hard. I'm a hard worker.
Sneakers.
And I want to have my kid. I want my kids to do that. Huh?
Sneakers or sandals?
What are sandals? Aren't those for women?
Nah, they got the man flops, right? They got the mandals. Nah. The things that
we wear slides.
Slide. All right. Just a different word. Listen, men, okay, you know what? Here's a new topic for your show. Men do not put legs between their toes. Can we just say that?
We don't. I said it on my show before, actually, man. Like, we don't put anything between our toes, brother.
No, please.
We wear slides and but I prefer shoes though, man. Tennis shoes, man.
There you go. Would you prefer couch or recliner?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's like two beautiful women right there, man. They both have I'll go recliner though.
See, I just got myself one. And I don't know what I did. I think I put my phone clip next to me or whatever. It fell off the arm and fell into the middle of the recliner, you know, between the cushion and the arm.
Yeah.
And for a month I had to steal my wife's phone clip because I couldn't find mine. And I told her, I'm like, honey, I don't know what you did with yours. You done lost it. Until one day I went searching down there. I found snacks and a phone clip.
That's so funny, man. Yeah, I got a little death hole right next to me too. We got a new couch maybe about, I don't know, 6 months ago. But everywhere on the couch it reclines. It's like a huge couch. It got the cup holders on it. And it charges your phone. Like, it's pretty dope.
I have a couch behind me. You probably can't see it.
No. Okay, I see it now.
You know, they have my background. I can have somebody sit in or do whatever. Would you rather be a passenger in a car or the driver?
Passenger.
Passenger?
I don't like driving. Nah, I've been driving. You know, I started driving when I was like 11. So, you know, I was in and out of the streets driving. I remember my mom used to send me to the store at 12 years old driving her car, man.
Nice.
You know, I'm going to pick up stuff. So, I drove so much in my life, man. And my son is 7. My oldest is 17. So, I'm like, hey, man, like, I can't wait till you get your license. I'm coming to – hey, I'm going to call you to pick me up. Like,
come take dad around.
Come back, man.
I have a 7 and an 8-year-old. So, right now, there's not a whole –
Oh, you're right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's love right there. That's the battle royal between 7 and 8. The 8 battle, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, it's about to get. They're 16 days shy of 1 year apart.
Really?
My son came 3 months preemie. So
wow.
My daughter was born July 19th. My son was born July 3rd.
The following
year, yeah. So for 16 days.
My birthday is July 13th, man. We in that range, man.
Yes, we are.
Cancers. Cancer season.
All right. So you mentioned that you're high tech, but would you prefer online shopping or shopping in a store?
Online, man.
Online?
Yeah. The reason why is I don't like lines. You know, I don't want to be waiting. And I don't want nobody spraying me with perfume or cologne trying to get me to buy something, man. Let me just get my Amazon on. The next day is here. Like, I'm with that, man.
You pay for the Prime?
Oh, 100%.
Not me, yeah. Sir.
I pay for it, and I share it. Wife's on the account, too, so she gets it her own way.
You know, it's funny. I am 31, and I did not start online shopping until I was right up until 30. I didn't trust it. I didn't like it. I didn't like the idea of it. I didn't like the idea of giving my card number out and connecting it with something.
Yeah.
The very first purchase, you want to know what it was?
What was it?
It was a dongle for the iPhone. First off, men shouldn't say dongles. But secondly, I lost the goddamn thing probably a week later. So I was like, oh, yeah, I can buy it online. I'm so excited. I'm buying a dongle.
It's like $8, man.
Yeah, buy it online. It took a week to get to me, and I lost it a week later.
See, yeah, Amazon, that's next day, man. You're getting it next day.
All right. How about this? Coffee cup or thermos?
I don't drink coffee, so I don't
Neither
know.
Do I. Good. We're on the same page.
Yeah.
I'm not a coffee guy.
I've never drank alcohol in my whole life either, though. So I've never smoked any marijuana. I've never smoked anything. I've never drank anything in my life. So I don't have any addictions other than like sugar, man. Like,
yeah. What's your vice though? You have any vice?
Podcasting.
Okay. But what about that sugar intake?
I eat some sugar. I'm not overdoing it, but you know, black people gotta watch out with diabetes, man. So we kinda, you know, my family's diabetic. Like, they're just huge people. But it's not a lot, but I podcast a lot though, man. I talk about things a lot.
I probably go through a case of Mountain Dew in a day.
Mountain Dew is really, you know what though? Mountain Dew is really good, brother.
Yes, sir.
That's one of my favorites, but it's right behind Pepsi for me. Pepsi's my thing.
You want to see something really terrible? I have an emergency pack.
We're here with it.
I have an
emergency pack. In the bottle, though. I have never seen the bottle sold, man.
I have an emergency four-pack. I ain't got to my desk in case shit gets real. Nope. We gotta go.
Oh man, we gotta lead the world. I'm grabbing my case of Mountain Dew. That's so funny.
We can leave now. I'm ready.
Oh, I gotta mention that on the show, man. That's some funny stuff. I've never seen the bottle, man.
Oh yeah. I got it and it's ready to go. It's, you know, I'm that kind of guy. I recognize it's a problem. I'm just not ready to fix it.
I dig it.
That's my problem. You wanna see how bad I am at Mountain Dew though?
What is it?
Give me 1 second, okay?
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready, brother. This man got the shirt. Did they send that to you for all the purchases, man? Or you had to go get that?
My wife bought it for me.
See, and I know you wear that proudly.
Oh, every day.
That is hilarious. That's
every day. And it's comfortable, too. Thank you, by the way.
It's all good, man. Yeah.
Especially since we even got linked up with Mike and Tabby from your new Best Friends podcast.
Yeah. I've been checking them out, though. I'm not up to date on their newest ones, but like when they first... Their first episodes, that's when I was listening to them.
I guess we can wrap it up. I'm sorry. I done took up enough of your time.
No, it's all good, brother, man. Anytime, man. I love the show, man. That's dope, man. I really always try to, get on a lot of people's podcasts that, you know, I feel like that try to do genuine work, man. So then just going on your link tree and checking you out, man, like I was really like impressed, man. Like you really got. Like, you're on every fucking thing.
I was looking at your show. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this man is everywhere.
This fucking guy on everything right here, man. And, you know, I just thought that was pretty dope. So, of course, you know, I brought you up on Spotify. And I think that's, for me, that's why I listen to all my podcasts. So, even though I got an iPhone, I normally listen to the things. But I'm trying to show you the episode for me. Hold on.
I am going to put your instant bio link and mine.
Yep.
Before we go anywhere and before we wrap this up, could you please tell everybody where they can find you, your show, even some of your co-hosts?
Where they can find me on any, just type in Ron or Cut in Google, man, or you can just put it in any type of podcast or YouTube, or you can find us on iHeartRadio, TuneIn. We're on Spotify. We're on Stitcher. We're on everything. SoundCloud. And then my we're on Instagram. My co-hosts and all of them. One of my co-hosts, Jay Roman, he is anti social media. So he's not on social media, but Lynn Castetis. She is on social media.
Where can we send him a letter?
I'm telling you, man, he's so old school, bro. He does not believe in that, but he's actually coming on soon. He's going to come on Twitter. And I think that'd be better for him to come on Twitter. It won't be so like adding friends and stuff. He could just follow people and he wouldn't care, like, you know, just to talk. But he's good for the show, man. He's actually my blood cousin. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah.
But, you even have your store.
You said what now?
You even have your store.
I can't hear you.
You have your store.
Oh, you talking about my clothing store for my clothes and stuff?
Yeah, Teespring. You can get phone cases and mugs.
Yeah.
Leggings and pants and shirts, yeah. Socks and.
Yeah, it's all that on there.
Man, you got everything.
Not yet. I'm trying though. I'm trying to work hard for it, man.
And you know what? You're doing it, though. You are certainly doing it.
I appreciate it.
A lot of people listening and supporting. And just like our friends Tabby and Mike from your new Best Friends podcast, he's sharing your stuff all the time. And I said, I definitely, listen, I'm going to listen. Because every time they share something, I want to listen to it. I want to check it out. And that's how I found out about your show. So big shout out to them. Again, I just want to thank you for taking the time to get to hang out for a little bit and really let us get to know you and your life through your choice of music.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate what you do, man. And I would love to come back, man. I got to have you on mine now. We got to rock and roll. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you again.
All right, brother.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, brother.
And I'll be listening. You said you're going live tonight, right?
Yeah, me and my sister. On my sister's podcast, I'll be live on my I tweeted it already, but I'm going to be live on my YouTube channel with her on her Facebook channel, and we're about to talk about this corona and stuff like that. So we're about to get it in, man.
Well, I'll be watching, brother, all right?
I appreciate you, man.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you later.
One love. All right, brother. Peace. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of the show for the day. I want to thank Akeem and everybody, all of his co-hosts from the Raw and Uncut podcast. Thank you guys for making a show that makes you think, right? Just like Akeem says, the development of men. And one thing I want you guys to do is look in the show notes of the show. You're going to see a link, and that link will bring you to all of Akeem's links, where you can hear the show on multiple different platforms. Thank you again, Akeem. I appreciate all of your time and your discussion and your friendship. Thank you guys again. I will see you guys later. Bye.